We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Rashad Jones joins us now as part of our Dolphins Friday, presented by Lou Backroat Coconut Creek Chevrolet, your Silverado headquarters on 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway in Coconut Creek, or online at coconutcreekchevy.com. Find new roads. Also, before I bring on Rashad, I mentioned this last week. Who joined us last week? Was it Cordray Tankersley that joined us last week? I can't even remember.
It was Cordray last week.
May have been. Oh, it was Vincent Taylor? It was Vincent Taylor.
We had
offensive line questions, and there was Vincent Taylor for us. If you're interested in playing like the Miami Dolphins at Hard Rock Stadium, you can join the Bud Light Flag Football League. Rec teams of all skill levels, ages 21 and up, play throughout Miami and Broward with the championship playoff at Hard Rock Stadium. Winners not only get bragging rights, but an after party stocked full of Bud Light. So sign up now at dolphins.com/Bud Light Flag Football. dolphins.com/Bud Light Flag Football. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, talk with Rashad Jones. Hello, Rashad.
How you doing?
Hey, we must have played the highlight of your interception a dozen times on Monday and Tuesday combined. That had to feel good on Sunday, yeah?
Yeah, it felt great, man. It felt great. Hometown win, big win for us, team win. We needed it.
And Sean, what happened to you the last 2 weeks, bro? Because you started out slow. You out there, you know, making some tackles, but I'm talking about fumble recoveries for touchdowns. I think you had, what, 2 fumble recoveries in Tennessee, the interception to seal the game. What happened the last 2 weeks where you seemed like you were around the ball every single play?
I mean, that's what I do, Carl. You know what I mean? I'm just getting more comfortable, you know, coming off of shoulder surgery, 2 major shoulder surgeries last year, which I couldn't finish the season. So, you know, just playing, being back and playing for a while. That's as long as I've been out of football for a while. So, you know, it was just getting the game reps and getting more comfortable. And now I'm getting back to myself, and I'm feeling more comfortable each and every week.
And with Vance Joseph obviously going to be the head coach at Denver Broncos, and you played well last year, All-Pro last year. Going out there now with Matt Burke, was there a difference? Was there a transition that y'all had to make with Matt Burke calling the defense, or is he really calling Vance's stuff still?
Oh, yeah, we basically running the same defense, man. You know, him and VJ was good friends, close buddies, and, you know, it's basically the same stuff, just a little tweaks and a little different terminology. But for the most part, man, we run the same defense.
Rashad Jones is with us on this Dolphins Friday. It's been a crazy season, but you guys now have put together a 2-game win streak, and you're trying to make that 3 on Sunday against the Jets. Do you feel like things are moving in the right direction right now?
I think we got to get better, man. It's some things that we need to improve on. I think we got the ball rolling in the right direction. You know, we got a tough division opponent coming in. It's a good challenge for us, man. But with the good week of practice and the preparation that our coach done prepared us with, man, I think we'll be fine. I think we'll be ready for the challenge.
And from the outside looking in, bro, we could tell a difference when Timmons got in there with Kiko and big Ray Malaluga guy. I call him Fat Ray.
I was just
going to
say, don't call him Big Ray because Rashad is on. Call him what you call him.
Rashad knows me. You know, everybody got a nickname. Fat Ray out there, Rashad. But Timmons comes back and gets comfortable. And then Kiko's out there. Could you tell a difference on the field when those 3 guys got out there together?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, bro. I think we got one of the best front 7 in all of football, man. But you know, those 3 linebackers, they're veteran guys. They played a lot of football in this league. They LT been to a couple of Super Bowls. So those guys know how to get it done. They know what it looked like. And their muscles playing in front of me, man. It makes my job a lot easier.
How would Ray Malaluga feel about Crowder calling him Fat Ray consistently on the show? Would he have a problem with that?
He'd probably laugh it off, man. Ray know he's big as
Oh, we got to dump that. Hold on a second.
He came with that gut out, man. When I saw that gut, Rashad, I said, yeah, I got to get this man a nickname.
Do we still have Rashad on? Okay, because you can't curse on the air, Rashad. I know what Crowder does. Crowder brings out the cursing in everybody. But you can't curse on the air. Rashad Jones is with us on the Dolphins Friday. You talk about having some veteran guys there. What about some of the young guys like Cordray Tankersley? Crowder especially been impressed with his play.
He's coming along, man. I'm taking getting better, man. He still have a ways to go, you know. Making rookie mistakes like we all made, but man, he's been a valuable piece for us, man. He's helped us, you know, in the back end when guys drop off, when guys went down, the weather case may be. I think the guy, he still has a long way to go, but he's getting better each and every week, man.
And with both of them young guys, man, can they be the future of this, you know, of the secondary? Obviously, locking you in and giving you your bread, you're the future of the secondary. But Xavier and Howard, man, and like Hawk said, I love Cordray Tankersley, man. He's so aggressive. Watch him at Clemson. Always want to be chest-to-chest, you know, man-to-man on people. Can those guys develop into a dominant duo in the NFL?
I think they can, man. It's all on those two guys, man. They've been putting the work in. They've been preparing. You know, and I've been doing as much as I can to help those guys out be successful, as well as our staff and other veteran guys. But I think those guys can be the future, man. X is one of the, you know, could be one of the top corners in the league, man. I think he has that ability. And like I said, thankfully, he's coming along a lot each and every week, man. He's getting more comfortable, and he's feeling himself and getting his swag, man. So I think those guys can be good.
And I'm guessing this Dolphins roster has been thinking about this second matchup with the Jets ever since the final whistle on the first matchup, right? Like you gotta correct something. You gotta correct past wrongs here on Sunday.
Yeah, we do. But I think every game in this league is a valuable and important game, man. But you know, playing a division opponent that we went up there and they beat us like they did, man. You know, I think we got to hone in and be tuned in a little bit more, you know, and try to go out and get this victory.
And defensively, man, playing great. You know, statistically, y'all are top 10 in pretty much every category. But I know being a player playing on defense, you always criticize yourself more. What does your defense, I'll call it, Rashad, what does your defense need to do better?
I think we're doing a good job right now stopping the run, man. I think we got to limit some of these passing yards, man. For us in the back end, I think we got to get our hands on receivers a little bit more, slow them down, slow the timing down with the quarterback and the receivers and the tight end, you know, and let our front seven go do what they do best.
Defense is playing great. Crowder and I have talked about it. Any Dolphins fan realizes defense is playing great. And I've asked Crowder this during the week. I'll ask you, though. Is there ever any kind of conflict between offense and defense when one side of the ball is playing markedly better than the other side?
Not really, man. It's a team effort. You know, that's what makes the good teams. You know, when the offense not doing well, the defense got to raise their level of play, man. And when the defense not doing well, I think the offense got to raise their level of play and vice versa, you know. So it's just piggybacking off each other, man. Once they're not doing well, that's when we got to step up and be, you know, be better. So I think it go hand in hand, man. It's a team effort.
And, man, does Matt Burke ask you as a vet, like, what calls you want to call, Rashad? Because you blitz more than I blitz as a linebacker. They send your ass in that backfield so much, I get jealous, man. Last week, I think you blitzed 2 out of the first 5 plays. Y'all sent pressure 4 out of the first 5. Do you have some input or just Matt Burke's an aggressive dude?
I mean, that's one of the things I'm good at, Crowder. So he kind of used that, you know, to our advantage. And, you know, he liked to send me sometimes. But, you know, it's all Coach Burke's call, you know what I mean? I'm just playing within the defense and making my plays when my number's called.
So why ain't they blitz me more? Because it seemed like you were saying you're good at blitzing, so therefore I'm not good at blitzing. What you trying to say, Sean?
I ain't saying that, man. I ain't saying that.
We've said it. We've all said it here. Rashad Jones, our Dolphins Friday, presented by Lou Backroad Coconut Creek Chevrolet, your Silverado headquarters on 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway in Coconut Creek, or online at coconutcreekchevy.com. Find new roads. Thank you for making time for us, Rashad. 2 in a row. Let's make it 3 in a row on Sunday.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate you guys for having me.
Yeah, man. And Sean, man, stop setting the bar so high with our daughters, man. Your daughter's going on private jets. My daughter goes fishing on Saturdays, man. It's just, it's difference, man. You're setting the bar too high.
Nah, your dog can go on a couple private jets too, man. I know you got it.
He's got it.
I got a little something, man. I hide it under my mattress like Gucci.
I left my kid at his math tutor last night and forgot about him. How about that? All right, Rashad Jones. Thank you, Rashad.
All right.
Rashad Jones there. He's balled out last two games.
He got years now.
He got excited when you started talking about Fat Ray. What did he say? He knows he came into camp fat as bleep. Was that the actual line?
Oh, you know what? After talking to Rashad, I came to the conclusion I'm sure somebody else on the team calls him Fat Ray.
You're not the only one calling him Fat Ray.
It rolled off too easy for him. Oh, no, he knows.
Again, I mentioned this earlier. If you're interested in playing like the Miami Dolphins at Hard Rock Stadium, join the Bud Light Flag Football League. Rec teams of all skill levels, ages 21 and up, play throughout Miami and Broward with the championship playoff at Hard Rock Stadium. Winners not only get bragging rights, but an after party stocked full of Bud Light. So sign up now at dolphins.com/Bud Light Flag Football.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.